tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this series Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss various aspects related to our life as a Muslim. Inshallah, the challenges that we face, and together with that, solution, Islamic solutions to those challenges, to overcome them and lead a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss the beautiful biography of Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And before we do that, let's inshallah azza wa jal remind one another to recite salat and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in his Mubarak hadith, that whoever recites salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as our topic for today is to discuss the greatness of Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In this regard, there is a beautiful manqabat penned by none other than Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let's inshallah recite together. He says,
ہمارے آقا ہمارے مولا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ ہمارے آقا ہمارے مولا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ ہمارے ملجا ہمارے ماوا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ زمانے بھر میں بہت تجسس کیا ولیکن ملا نہ کوئی امام تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ تمہارے آگے تمام عالم نہ کیوں کرے زانو ادب خم کہ پیشوایا نے دین مانا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ نہ کیوں کرے ناز اہل سنت کہ تم سے چمکا نصیب امت سراج امت ملا ہو تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ کہ جتنے فقہا محدثین ہیں تمہارے خرمن سے خوش اچھی ہے ہو واسطے سے کی ہے وسیلہ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ سراج تو ہے بغیر تیرے جو کوئی سمجھے حدیث و قرآن پھرے بھٹکتا نہ پائے رستا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ خبر لے اے دستگیر امت سال کے بے خبر پیشیدہ وہ تیرا ہو کر پھرے بھٹکتا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ.
سبحان اللہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. الحمدللہ, such a beautiful منقبت composed in the praise of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as the narration is that at the time where we mention and we remember the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sulaha, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal descends. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jal keep us blessed by commemorating and remembering the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as Sirajul Ummah Imam Azam Abu Hanifa An-Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, a great tabi'i. We inshallah will learn more about his noble personality, but before that, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we'll be back after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As-subhu bada min talaatihi والليل دجى من وفرته ہے نور سحر چہرے سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے اللہ 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 کنز الکرم مولا النعم هادي الأمم لشريعته نعمت کا خزینہ ہے مولا گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما ہے شریعت کے اللہ 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 ساعتی الشجر نطاق حجر شق القمر بإشارته انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے
انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے
اللہ 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 اللہ
جبریل اتا لیلۃ اسرا والرب دعاه لحضرته
جبريل امين پیغام خدا لے کر آئے تھے شب اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا
اللہ 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 اللہ
فمحمد سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته
تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارا ملا
اللہ 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 اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام کمپوز ان دا پریز آف دا بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل وی ناؤ ریٹرن ٹو آور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ٹوڈے اینڈ دیٹ از دا گریٹنس آف امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اٹ از مینشن دیٹ سیدنا داتا گنج بخش علی حجویری Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had a deep attachment to Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And he rahimahullah has related that during the journey to Syria, I visited the sacred tomb of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the blessed muazzin of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So his tomb he visited and he said, there I slept and found myself in Makkah Mukarramah. Here I saw the greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the door of the tribe of Bani Shaiba, kindly holding an elderly man as a child is held in the hands. Subhanallah. Out of overwhelming love, I fell upon the feet of the beloved Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was curious to know as to who this elderly man was. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the state of my curiosity, and due to this, alhamdulillah, with his blessed knowledge of the unseen and his inner power, he said to me, this is Abu Hanifa and he is your imam. Subhanallah. After relating this dream, Sayyidina Data Ganja Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that I learned that Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is regarded amongst those blessed personalities whose qualities are established like the established ruling of Sharia. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why the one with the most graceful manners, the most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed an immense attachment to Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which leads to this conclusion that the way the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is free from committing mistakes, in the same way, by the grace of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala is also free from committing mistakes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Such profound statement by Hazrat Data Ganja Bakhsh Hajweri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. As we have learned from this account that is mentioned by Sayyidina Data Ganja Bakhsh Hajweri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he reveals that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the knowledge of the unseen. And with his knowledge of the unseen, he knew about the knowledge of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he has mentioned in his beautiful hadith that لَوْ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ بِالثُّرَيَّةِ لَتَنَاوَلَهُ أُنَاسٌ مِّنْ أَبْنَاءِ فَارَسٍ. That if ilm, knowledge, were hanging on the Suraya, meaning the cluster of seven stars, some people from the descendants of Faras, Persia, would surely find it from there. Subhanallah. And this hadith can be found in Musnad Ahmad. Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Makki rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that this sacred hadith refers to the blessed personality of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And there is no doubt in this fact, because none from the area of Faras could attain such a superior state like Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Even the levels of the knowledge of his students were greatly advanced. We also have the evident miracle of noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he revealed the knowledge of the unseen and stated what was going to happen in the future. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, the fact is, Azhar min ash-shams wa abyan min al-ams. This is a proverb used in Arabic language to say something that is very apparent. It means brighter than the sun and more believable than the past. That our beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been bestowed with knowledge of the unseen by Allah azza wa jal. Sabse awla wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi. It is for this reason that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed the information about Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's overwhelming insight and eminence in knowledge. Even before the blessed birth of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it has happened exactly as it was stated by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the blessed Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala came into this world, the popularity of his blessed knowledge spread and illuminated all corners of the world. If we look at the literal meaning of the blessed name of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which is Nu'man, we discover absolute conformity of his blessed name with his grand personality. Yes, Shaykhul Islam Shihabuddin Imam Ahmad ibn Hajar Haythami Makki Ash-Shafi rahimahullahu ta'ala has concluded that scholars have consensus over his name Nu'man. And a very pleasant and graceful thing in the blessed name of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that Nu'man refers to such blood which retains the structure of proper functioning of the human body. So, the reason behind calling him by the name of Nu'man is that he rahimahullahu ta'ala is a base and foundation of Islamic fiqh and jurisprudence. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, The name of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, as we have just found out from this quotation, is Nu'man. The name of his father is Thabit, Nu'man bin Thabit. And his kunya and patronym or appellation is Abu Hanifa. And his title is Imam Azam. In Arabic, you can say Al-Imam Al-Azam. He was born in the year 80 Hijri in the city of Kufa, a famous city in Iraq. And he passed away on the 2nd of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam in the year 150 Hijri at the age of 70. And his blessed tomb is still situated in Baghdad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. All four Imams of Fiqh, Jani, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, are righteous and their disciples of proper faith are brothers to one another. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa's rank is the highest among all four Imams. One of the reasons for this is that he is the only Tabi'i among them. Tabi'i, the term Tabi'i refers to one who had met any Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning a companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while in the state of Iman and also passed away in the state of Iman. According to different narrations, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala was privileged to meet a few blessed Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam radiyallahu anhu majma'in, and has also listened to the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly from some of the blessed Sahaba. Allahu Akbar. The shair says, Hai Nu'man ibn Thabit, Abu Hanifa hai unki kunniyat. Hai naam Nu'man ibn Thabit, Abu Hanifa hai unki kunniyat. Pukarta hai ye keh ke alam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Nu'aym, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that regarding the physical appearance of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullahu ta'ala, it is mentioned that his blessed face, clothing and shoes, etc. would always remain in good condition, and he, rahimahullahu ta'ala, would help everyone who visited him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was of medium height, and he rahimahullah ta'ala would interact with people in a very dignified manner. And he rahimahullah would abundantly apply fragrance itr, and he would also be recognized by his pleasant fragrance. Sayyidina Mis'ar rahimahullah ta'ala has said that I came to the masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and noticed that after offering Salatul Fajr, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh continued delivering religious knowledge to the people throughout the day. And during this time, he only took breaks for Salah, and after Salatul Isha, he headed to his home. A short while later, he was dressed in simple clothing, he applied itr, and with a luminous face came to the masjid with his fragrance filling the air and atmosphere. He performed nafl salah at a corner and continued in this state until the morning. Thereafter, he rahimahullah ta'ala returned home, wore something else, and after offering salatul fajr with jama'at, his routine of preaching continued till Isha, just like the previous day. And I thought that he, rahimahullah, would have been exhausted, so he would rest that night, but he followed the same routine the following night as well. Later, he spent the third day and night in the same way. I was profoundly influenced by this and decided to stay in his company throughout my life. Subhanallah. And so, I stayed permanently in his masjid. Throughout my stay here, I always saw Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala observing fast during the day, and he was never heedless of worship and nafl every night. However, he rahimahullah ta'ala would have a little rest before Salatul Zuhr. Kya baat hai Madinah ki? Subhanallah. These are the awliya Allah. This is our great Imam, the Imam of millions of Hanafis throughout the world. Your and my Imam, Subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, the Imam of thousands of pious predecessors and the awliya Allah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And his days and nights were like this. His days would be filled while in the state of Sawm and fasting, he would continue to preach Islam, teach people the knowledge of Islam, the sacred Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And during the night, he would stand and perform nawafil until the morning. And it continued. It wasn't something that he did it only for one day. It was his habit. It was his habitual state. It was his second nature. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to follow into his footsteps and truly earn the title of being Hanafis, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us and give us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of our pious predecessors and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala was also in the profession of trade to earn halal and permissible livelihood along with his teachings and learning. And he rahimahullah ta'ala would not only do business within the confines of Shari'i doctrines and principles, but would also care for others and urge his colleagues to do the same. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hafs ibn Abdul Rahman alayhi rahmah used to trade with Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And he once had some goods. While sending it to Sayyidina Hafs, he said, "O Hafs, such and such cloth bears some defect. Disclose this when you sell it." And Sayyidina Hafs rahimahullah forgot about the defect and sold it without even remembering who the customers were. When Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah came to know about this, he alayhi rahmah distributed the value of that whole stock as sadaqah in charity. Subhanallah. This was the level of his asceticism and piety. We just learned that when a business partner of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala unintentionally, this wasn't done deliberately, but it was done unintentionally, sold defective goods, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah gave away its value in sadaqah, in charity. But alas, today defective goods are not sold unintentionally in our society, but are sold by cheating, concealing the defects of those goods and false oaths. Many of us, our moral and ethical values have stumbled into the depth of degradation to such an extent that when our kids tell a lie or manage to extract something from someone by cheating, we consider it as a great deed and praise the child for doing that. Sometimes foolishly saying that, "My dear, you have learned now. You have learned business dealings. You have become sensible and responsible," and so on and so forth. We praise them for having done such immoral acts. Allahu Akbar. What has gotten to us? Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal truly keep the spirit of being Hanafi and follow our Imam in our character, in our dealings, in our business, in our earning halal sustenance, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And we'll see the beauty of it in our daily lives, inshallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. On the contrary, we must provide madani training to our children. Instead of teaching them how to deceive and how to cheat people in business dealings, we must provide madani training to our children that we should not strike a bargain by cheating or lying. Such wicked actions would actually lead to a decline in our business because of a divine punishment, and we will be destroyed even in the hereafter. We shall be humiliated and deserve the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who cheat and deceive should ponder upon this hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, that none of you will become a true mu'min, a true Muslim, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, who would like to receive ruined goods or receive goods by cheating or lying? Who likes to consume interest or he likes bribes? Who wants to become poor due to his simplicity? Undeniably, no one will like these things for himself. Then why do we make business plans and dealings to trap fellow Muslims in such wicked actions? Why do we feel that it's fine if others have to incur that loss as long as I don't have to? It doesn't come to me. According to this hadith, we must love for our fellow Muslim brother what we love for ourselves. And that is a sign of true iman. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by a heap of grain, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hand inside it to find wetness, and he alayhi salam said, O owner of this grain, what is this? The man humbly said, these have been wet by rainfall. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, why did you not put the rain damaged grain on top so that people could see it? Whoever cheats us is not one of us. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, through his blessed hadith, we have come to know that making any product defective is also a sin, and concealing defects caused by nature is also a sin. Look, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarded this concealed grain to be the contaminated. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from telling lies and cheating in business, in our dealings, in our day-to-day life, keeping in view the Sharia principles that were laid out by the founder of Sharia, our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the noble Imam of jurisprudence, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and he practiced it throughout his life. He taught his students the same values, and they taught their students the same value. And this is how this beautiful teaching of Islam has reached us. So as Hanafis, wake up and inshallah try to emulate this beautiful character of our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, whose character, alhamdulillah, resembled the character of our master Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. The asceticism and piety of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala was on another level. It is for this reason that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa used to guard his tongue and used to speak very little. Sayyidina Shariq rahimahullah commented that Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi used to remain silent, and he rahimahullah was incredibly intelligent and discerning, and despite being such a glorified faqih and jurist of his time, he used to avoid debates and arguments with others. Subhanallah. Once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi told Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah that alhamdulillah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is so passionate against backbiting that he has never heard the Imam speaking ill of even his enemies. Allahu Akbar. This should ring a bell. This should really hit home to us. This should really wake us up. If we are guilty of doing this backbiting behind the back of others, because our Imam, he never taught this. Our Imam, he never did this. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Dumaira rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that there is no disagreement over the truthfulness of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he rahimahullah would never speak ill of anybody. Once he rahimahullah ta'ala was told that people were using offensive language against him. But even upon that, he, rahimahullah, never spoke harshly against them. Allahu Akbar. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that my patience and forbearance over foul language of people is a great favor and grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, who bestows whomsoever He wills. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Bukair bin Ma'ruf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that I have never seen anyone in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more courteous than Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, would speak very less in order to develop a habit of being silent. It is beneficial to communicate by writing or gestures, because one who speaks more also makes more mistakes. Even revealing secrets, it is also incredibly difficult for such a talkative person to avoid sins like backbiting, carrying tales and fault finding, etc. Even the person who has a habit of talking excessively sometimes utters blasphemous words, mahazallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us and grant us the privilege of observing Qufle Madina of our tongue. Good and pious company and gatherings are rare nowadays. Many good-looking people are also found in worthless gossiping. If only we meet people for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our gathering and meeting should also be according to need only, when it is necessary. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that part of the perfection of one's Islam is to leave what does not concern him. Commenting on this hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa Allama Maulana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that one should not involve himself in futile matters and prevent his tongue, heart and organs from useless things. Ya Rab, na zarurat ke siwa kuch kabhi bolu. Allah, zaba ka ho ata qufle Madina. Bak bak ki ye adat nasare hashr phasa de. Allah zaba ka huwa ta qufle Madina. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the spirituality and the spiritual height and the state of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he rahimahullahu ta'ala had such a spiritual insight. It is stated on page 396 of a renowned book called Call to Righteousness that Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, who has stated that once Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala was in the wudu area of the Jami Masjid in Kufa, where he saw a young man performing ablution. Drops of water were falling off the wudu that he was making and were dripping from the body of that person. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said to him, "Son, repent from disobeying your parents." The young man instantly replied, "I have repented." Then, seeing drops of water dripping from the limbs of another man, the Imam said to him, "O brother, repent from adultery." And the man replied, "I have repented." Thereafter, seeing the drops of water dripping from the limbs of a third person, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala said to that person, "Repent from drinking intoxicants and listening to song and music." And he replied, "I have repented." Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was blessed with the powerful kashf and spiritual insight and was able to see the faults of people. He, rahimahullah ta'ala, made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to remove this power and kashf from him. Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his dua, and thereafter he was no longer able to see the sins of people dripping off their limbs during wudu. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leaders of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, used to see the disobedience and wrongdoings of people dripping off their limbs from the drops of wudu water. It was certainly a great miracle if Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. However, he did not like to be aware of people's faults, and then he rahimahullah made dua in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal for preventing this divine attribute from him, and Allah Azza wa Jal answered his supplication. This is a warning here for those people who make tall claims of their devotion and strong attachment to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, but also indulging in fault findings in others. How can they in the same breath call themselves Hanafis and devoted to the great Imam, and yet they find fault with others? It doesn't make sense. Remember that unnecessarily finding faults in others is a distinguishing and nasty habit, as well as it is a sin and a haram act leading to hell. It is clearly stated in the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal states, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not search for faults. If we disclose the faults to others, then it is another sin. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says about the dangers of this grave sin. In his hadith, he says, one who keeps the secret of a mu'min, it is as if he has given life to a baby girl who was buried alive. Allahu Akbar. Instead of fault finding with others, you must learn to conceal the faults of others. He mentioned in another hadith that if anyone removes a worry from a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove one of the anxieties from him on the day of resurrection. And if anyone conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will conceal his faults on the day of judgment. And in the third hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who conceals the fault of his brother after becoming aware of it, he will be entered into Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Meri zabaan pe qufl madina lag jaye, fuzul goi se bachta rahun sada ya rab, kisi ki khamiya dekhen na meri aankhein aur, sune na kaan kabhi aibon ka tazkira ya rab. Amin bijahi nabiyil amin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we have been listening to the great accounts and the beautiful biography of the great Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And now we have come to a point where we, alhamdulillah, we introduce our segment. Yes, the segment known as To Succeed, You Must Read. Yes, and inshallah azza wa jal, as we always discuss a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina in this segment, alhamdulillah. Today also we are going to discuss and reveal a beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah azza wa jal, just after watching this beautiful clip and nasiha. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We should treat everyone with good manners. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly among all the Muslims, the person I love the most is whose manners are good. Subhanallah. There's another hadith in Mubarakah. Likewise, a person humbly asked to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is the best thing bestowed upon man by Allah? The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, good manners. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on the judgment day, the heaviest good deed on the scale of the deeds of a Muslim will be a good manners. So what are the good manners? The mother of believers, Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you about good manners of the world and the hereafter? Keep relations with the one who breaks off relation with you. Bestow upon the one who deprives you, and forgive the one who oppress you. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, I have been sent for the perfection of good manners. SubhanAllah. So, dear Islam brothers, we should also treat our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our family members with good members as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, subhanallah, you have been listening to the beautiful clip and nasiha from the Mubaligh of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq to make amal on these madani pearls. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And now, finally, we have come to discuss our book for today, alhamdulillah. And the book is Statements of Our Pious Predecessors. Yes, statements of our pious predecessors. The madani pearls they shared with us, the beautiful insights that they shared with us, the wisdom of the nobility that they shared with us, alhamdulillah. It is filled with those accounts and those beautiful words that can make a change and bring about a positive change in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. And this book is available from the bookshop of Dawat Islami Maktabatul Madina. In your area, in your locality, if you have access, you can visit. And you can also download it free of cost from the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, inshallah, in the PDF format. You can download it on your smartphones, on your tablets, iPads, computers, laptops, inshallah, azza wa jal. And it is supported on major devices, all major devices, yes. The statement of Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned on page 1 of this book. It is that whoever does not express gratitude for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal and does not adopt humility, Allah Azza wa Jal halts his worldly benefit and opens a layer of hellfire for him. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, he may forgive such a person or punish him. The second saying is that there are three things of particular esteem in the book of Allah. Whoever protects them is a true servant of Allah. And whoever lets them go to waste is his enemy. Number one, prayer. Number two, fasting. And number three, bathing to remove major impurity. After that, we get to read the statements of Sayyidina Maymun bin Mirhan rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that the worst kind of people are those who seek faults in others. Then he says that whoever wishes to know his rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal should ponder over his actions. His actions reflect his rank. Allah. Then he says, do not debate with scholars. Know the ignorant. If you debate with a scholar, he will withhold his knowledge from you. And if you debate with an ignorant person, he will become angry with you. Subhanallah, such beautiful words of wisdom. Let's inshallah read more and learn more. In the next saying, he says that the Quran guides those who obey it to the extent that it makes them reach paradise. It does not abandon those who abandon it. Rather, it pursues them until it makes them fall into hellfire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then he says that the world only holds goodness for two types of people. Number one, for the repentant. And the second is those who perform good deeds to attain a high rank. O youngsters, during your youth, utilize your strength and ability in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And O elderly people, what are you waiting for now? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such profound words of wisdom. Let's hear more from this noble personality. He then says that I prefer to give 1 dirham as charity during my life than for someone to give 100 dirham on my behalf after I die. And then he says, there is no remedy for the foolishness of he who is not content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And after that, we get to learn the statements of Sayyidina Wahb ibn Munabbih rahimahullah ta'ala. He says that the world and the hereafter are like two wives. If you please one of them, the other becomes upset. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The example of a bad-mannered person is like an unusable broken clay pot. He then says that Satan runs away from even the shadow of a person who keeps his desires under his feet. And whoever seeks the world in return for an action of the hereafter, Allah turns his heart and includes his name amongst the dwellers of hellfire. It is mentioned that hardship for a believer is like a shackle on the feet of a quadruped. He then says that the one who is inflicted with difficulty has undoubtedly entered upon the path of the Prophet ﷺ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the great words of wisdom. In the next saying, he says that, I read in the book of a Hawari, a companion of Prophet Isa ﷺ, that when you are afflicted with difficulty, or he said that when you are made to travel on the path of those who are afflicted, consider yourself fortunate as you are undoubtedly upon the path of the Prophets والسلام, and the righteous. When you are upon the path of ease and comfort, you have undoubtedly been appointed to a path differing from that of the Prophets and the righteous. And in the next saying, he says that from the children of Sayyidina Adam السلام, Satan likes those who sleep and eat excessively the most. His final words, as it is mentioned in this book, that a great scholar is he whose forbearance overwhelms his desires. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I've barely read 5 pages and it is filled with great wisdom. So yes, get your hand on this book and start reading it. And reading it, inshallah, from cover to cover. Yes, there is about 32 pages. I've only read barely 5 pages to you, and we have already feeling the impact of it, the spirituality that it has, alhamdulillah, brought about within ourselves, mashallah. So yes, get your hands on this book from the bookshop of Dawat Islami. You can obtain the physical copy. If not, you can obtain the digital copy in the PDF format from the website of Dawat Islami by visiting www.dawatislami.net and download it from there, from on your smart devices or on your laptops and computers, whichever one you prefer, inshallah azza wa jal. Until next time, keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.